The competition in London is over, and the Olympic champions, they're all champions, are on their way home. Dominic Moceanu, you remember coming home from the Olympics in 1996, right?
Absolutely.
Now, tell me, is it difficult to get those gold, silver, and bronze medals through airport security?
Not at all. We are very much with a lot of pride.
And you were in the 1996 Atlanta Olympic Games, so there, you know, airport security wasn't as big a deal as it is in 2012. But when you're carrying those medals back home, what's it like to think about the next stage of your life?
Well, it's a challenging one. You know, you spend so much of your life only focused on this one goal, and you're not thinking beyond it. A lot of times you don't know what's next. And for a lot of these young ladies, they have to determine what is next. What do I do with my life? And a lot of gentlemen as well. Some of them that are older may know what they want to do, but a lot of young gymnasts who come back, they have to figure it out. And that's one of the hardest things post-Olympics, I think, for an athlete, is to figure out, am I going to continue? Am I not? Especially in gymnastics, it's tough to stick around another 4 years and put off college and put off other future opportunities. But that's the big question, is what now? And everyone has to sort through it, and everybody works through it in a different way.
We're talking with Dominic Moceanu, who's the youngest member of the Magnificent Seven in the 1996 Atlanta Olympic Games, winning gold in the gymnastics competition there in 1996. You know, in many ways for gymnasts, it's a little different. Your body says no, as well as whatever plans you may have post-Olympics, right? Because you can't continue with gymnastics indefinitely.
Right. There are, you know, there are many components to think about, and obviously you're hitting puberty and your body type is certainly a factor. Is it injured or do you need to take a break? And all of that does factor into the equation. Can your body hang on another 4 years? And I think with smart coaching, I think it can be done. It definitely shouldn't be just because, you know, your body is not holding up right now. It doesn't mean it can't hold up for 4 years. You have to have a strategy, but that's where the coaches come in and help the athletes. But it is tough. It's really hard to stick around 4 years and make all those sacrifices once again.
You know, did you follow Michael Phelps in the swimming pool?
Absolutely.
Boy, you know, it was amazing to me how many times he referenced the misery of starting his day in the pool and how it was so clear that he was at the end here.
Absolutely. I can see that. I mean, he's had a course of 20-year Olympic experience and trying to push yourself every 4 years for that moment to shine. And he had so much pressure on him every time to perform. And if he didn't win a gold, people were like, oh, no, what's wrong? But, you know, he's done such an incredible job, and he has so much to be proud of. But it's very difficult to get up at the crack of dawn and be the first person out there training when everybody else is sleeping. You have to push yourself through your aches and pains. You have to stay motivated when things aren't going well. And there are a lot of, you know, mental aspects to it that people don't realize. A lot of times it's harder to push yourself mentally, even sometimes more than physically.
Married, two kids, you know, what's the best thing you did after your Olympic retirement before we go?
I loved the post-Olympic tour and meeting all my fans. That was some of the greatest moments of my gymnastics life, and I really, really loved it.
Advice to Olympians coming home, savor the moment because it's very, very special. Dominic Moceanu, youngest member of the Magnificent Seven from the 1996 Atlanta Olympic Games. Let me just say, I'm a fan.
Thank you very much.